Tonight, we read about the circular letter 49. We start from here, but let us first pray to the Lord and call upon His name for He to put His word in our heart. Hallelujah. Wonderful Heavenly Father, we come before Thee tonight in the precious name of Jesus Christ. You are the faithful God and the true and living God, and our hearts are attached to You, and we cannot do anything without You. Once more tonight, our hearts depend on You. Visit each one of us. You know our needs. You know, and we want You to speak to us tonight and to have fellowship with us, for we are at the end time, or the evening time, time to go home, and time is drawing night. We want You to come and speak to us, grant us grace, bless those who are here present, and also those who will listen later on. Without Your word, we cannot live. Come to help us tonight and glorify Thy name. Come in our midst, Lord. We want You to bring us forth with You, no human things or religion, but we want You to bring us forth and to prepare us for that great day, for time is night and time is here. May Your blessing be in our midst. Speak to us and edify our heart. We thank You for those who are present and for those who will listen later on. Yes, Lord, we thank You. Thank You for Your blessing. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Hallelujah. Before to start, I wanted to tell you that the word of God is important, because without this word, as in John chapter 1, it is written that everything was made by the word of God. Also our hearts, our work, our preparation, everything must be done through the word of God. Also, as is written in Isaiah 55, the word of God was sent to do what it was sent for. And may God speak to our hearts tonight, to our heart, and for the word to have the first place in our lives. It's true that we can put off our own, but may God grant us grace to realize that without His word, we cannot do anything. And as we have reached the end and we can see our time is drawing night, we want to cleave more and more in the word of God. Tonight there was a Jehovah Witness who came to visit me. When you speak to them, you see, it seemed that they are near, because they were asking, you do not have any religion, you do not have any, or you are not part of any denomination, but what is wrong with you? And I could tell him that without the word of God or without any experience, there is nothing. Because the word of God creates, and that's what tonight we are going to read. May God bless us and to grant us also grace to depend only on the word of God. This is circular letter 49, May 1998. Development in the time of the end. Thousands of Chinese believe the message and hundreds have already been baptized biblically. My sermon on March 16 was recorded in Chinese language so that it could also be broadcast in all the surrounding countries. God is doing great things. Indeed, the Lord is calling His own to come out from all people, tribes, and nations. We are indeed in a worldwide ministry, and the wonderful thing is that we can be in the direct will of the Lord and in accordance with His word. Because of all those precious souls around the world, it will have been worth it to endure all the criticism. As a fighter for the truth, one is often wounded and bears more than one scar. What I've said from the beginning of my commission entrusted to me is valid until the end. I desire no praise and no reward. Let my reward be included in that of my Savior for His sufferings by which He has redeemed His own in all the world at a great price. What can I do if He has called and commissioned me to carry His word and distribute spiritual food, even though I have to make great sacrifices, such as giving up a normal family and couple life and being on the road almost half of my time each month, not to mention the fatigue, inconvenience, and difficulties of travel, time zone, climate change, and this for over 30 years. All of this pale in comparison to the sacrifice my Savior made for the redeemed. As I said in the beginning, there is a time for everything. God promised that days would come in which He would send a famine, namely in famine to hear His word, Amos 8:11. In Matthew 24:45, the Lord spoke of a time in which food would be distributed in due time. This is what we can witness now. We also are witness today. Of course, this is only recognized by those who receive the written word and promises of God and who participate by God's grace in what the Lord is doing. Amen. This is the truth. Because through the movement of the Spirit, which the brother put in the midst of the church, all those who receive the written word and the promise of God, and by God's grace, they are participating in what God is doing now. Then we continue. This is a circular letter, 52 of April 2001. It is understandable. So the theme here is to test the spirits. It is understandable that this blessed paradisiacal state did not please Satan at all. As in the case of Job, he was allowed to bring about an incomparable destruction. However, we are firmly convinced that God wants to restore the double. Job 42:10-11. James 5:7-11. All these passages, you can write them down. We all know these passages. Job, after the devil destroyed everything he had, he took also his children. And also, he was accused by his friends. Then he been recompensed a reward at the end. Also in James 5, the Lord speaks about the former and the latter rain. where the full blessing will be. When we know the examples of the scripture, we know that the wrath of Satan is always against the bearers of the word. This happened just as the word of the scripture says, "Strike the shepherd, and the flock shall be scattered." Zechariah 13:7. "And for if they do these things to the green wood, what shall be do to the dry?" Luke 23:31. There are all passages which we could read, but we know already this thing, as here the scripture says, and as also we heard it many times from Brother Branham, and also through all preachings. If the shepherd is stricken, and all the flock shall be scattered. And here, if they do this thing to the green wood, meaning to our Lord Jesus Christ, what shall be done to us then? The same things have already happened to the prophet and servant of God, Hebrews 11:32-40. From Abel to Zechariah, all the bearers of the word had to suffer the wrath of the enemy, Matthew 23:34-39. This is a passage which we could see. As the ruler of this dark world, Satan cannot stand the divine influence. You see, let us read this passage in Matthew, then let us read then John 8:34. I'll read it one more time. As the ruler of this dark world, Satan cannot stand the divine influence. We know the scripture that our Lord, after being in the wilderness for 40 days, he been tempted by the devil, and he brought him on the top of the temple, telling him, "If you adore me, I give you all this," showing him the word that belongs to him. So in this word, there is nothing good. Let us read Matthew 23. From 34 or 33-39. "Ye serpent, ye generation of vipers, how can ye escape the damnation of hell? Wherefore, behold, I sent unto you prophets and wise men and scribes, and some of them ye shall kill and crucify, and some of them shall ye scourge in your synagogues and persecute them from city to city." You see, we do not want to give detail to each word, but we know that this is still taking place today. We can see in the midst of churches and in the midst of Britain, where that peace and communion is not yet in the midst of people of God, what God has established, that peace and that serenity. Verse 35, "That upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon earth, from the blood of righteous Abel unto the blood of Zechariah, son of Barachias, who is slew between the temple and the altar. Verily I say unto you, all these things shall come upon this generation." See, this generation, it is about us. This generation shall not pass away, as written in Luke 24. This generation shall not pass. Before all these things take place, and we know that Israel went back in his country, or in his land. So this generation, written here in Matthew 36. Then verse 37, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophet and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathered her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. Behold, your house is left unto your desolate. For I say unto you, ye shall not see me henceforth till ye shall say, Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. It is important to remember that there are 10 virgins, 5 foolish and 5 wise. And we see at the end also them, they will say, Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. They will find the right position. Until they say, Blessed is that cometh in the name of the Lord. What I mean? Until they don't recognize that the word of God comes through those who God has established before foundation of the word. That's why Luther, Wesley, and etc., also Brother Branham now, who passed, and now we have Brother Frank, etc., also still today. The same thing takes place. God has to help our hearts to be anchored for this judgment to come upon us. In which then after we have to say, Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Let us read John 8:34. John chapter 8, verse 34. This word seems to be hard saying, but we are bringing this example to show how the devil, since Genesis, he always tried to oppose the word of God and to oppose the bearers of the word or of the seed of the children of God. The more we go forth, the more we see this oppression, because the devil is hammering in order to destroy. And when we continue to read, we see what Brother Frank says. The devil want to trap the bearers of the word of God. But we should pray one for another and for God to help the bearers of his word. Here in verse 33. Verse 43. Why do ye not understand my speech? Even because ye cannot hear my words. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar, and the father of him. And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. Here is the point. I told you the word could not be without the word of God. Nothing could be done without the word of God. God has spoken. Each tree has to yield fruits according to his seed. Everything was created by the word of God. So it is a glorious thing to be a refuge under the word of God, to believe it, to submit ourselves to it, and to accept it. That is a great blessing. We need this, and to let God to work. As we said in the beginning, the earth was void and without form. Then the Lord pronounced a word, "Let the light be," and that light was. So the word, once goes out, it is the seed of God, and at the appointed time, it is accomplished. It fulfilled what it was sent for. That is a glorious thing. And the time will come for the rain, for this blessing which God wants to send at the end. It is about come. But you and I have to be submitted to the unique word of God without any interpretation, for not to be seduced with our own thoughts or position or spiritual vision. God has to grant us grace, and God grants us grace. So it is important. Are we read it once more? As the ruler of this dark world, Satan cannot stand the divine influence. The divine influence, the enemy is the murderer from the beginning, a liar, a destroyer. Since Cain, he has sought to exterminate the seed of God, Abel, with his seed. I have underlined here. He has sought to exterminate the seed of God with his seed. Can you catch this word, understand it? Because he wants to prevail over the seed of God. Here is the battle. Here is the fight. What today? Because the word of God is instruction, is truth. And he warn you, he sustain you. And that word is enough to obey and to believe what God told you. That is enough. He begins with the couple, the family, and continues with the church and the work of God. The whole creation also sighed since the fall. Since the fall, Romans 8, 19 to 22, so that God must finally make all things new. I read it again. The whole creation also sighed since the fall, so that God must finally make all things new. Revelation 21, verse 5. Where everything, earth and heaven, they were made new. And God has to do it. That's why all things must pass away, and for our heart to be cleaved in what God is telling us today. Romans 8, 19 to 22. The whole creation groaneth and wait for the manifestation of the children of God. Look at the nature around us. They trying all ways to remove all the gases in the atmosphere. The word of God, the prophetic word of God came as Isaiah, where it is written that the sun will shine seven times more than now. But people in this world, they are gathering together, trying to do something, also that little girl, and we can't see as the devil is taking them from their nose and leading them, but they don't understand that what God have said will take place. When the enemy cannot kill physically. He does it by slander and defamation, accusing Britain in a very cunning way with the falsely use "it is written," as he already did with our Lord in Matthew 4:1-11. He uses biblical passages to which he gives his own interpretation. A word inspired by him. Be careful here. Here the subject is to test the spirit, to discern them. So I read here. A word inspired by him, so the devil or the enemy, can act like a little injection of poison. It's incredible. There is venom of asp under their lips. Of those whom Satan misuses, and their throat is an open sepulcher. This is what is written in Romans 3 from 13 to 18. I will finish the paragraph, then we read some passages of the scripture. So it is like an injection. Just think about Genesis chapter 3. Ye shall not die. I believe that we said it on Sunday. Satan did not explain them the way they had to die. But he just told them, you shall not die. That's why it's better to say something with the right spirit, without a wrong interpretation or intention, than saying something which is right with the wrong spirit. Today, maybe someone can say, Brother Branham say he did not say 7,000, but he said 700. Servants of God are men. They are men. It's not there, the problem. The problem is what comes proceed out of the heart and how it proceeds. James writes about the tongue, that no one can tame it. When it is kindled by the fire of Gehenna, it pours out a poison that brings death. James 3 from verse 1 to 12. You see what took place in Genesis. There was a mortal injection or a lethal injection. It's like today, sometimes things are done without being realized. And then later on, we understand that it was not inspired by God, but it's something that the devil did. 1 John 1 John chapter 4 verse 1. We all know these passages. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Whereby know ye the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God, and this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. That's in 1 John 2:22, where it says, "Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denied the Father and the Son. Whosoever denied the Son, the same hath not the Father, but he that acknowledge the Son hath the Father also." Here, what was the meaning of confessing Jesus Christ who comes in flesh? That's why I can't do miracles in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, but being far off the will of the Lord. They adore me with their lips, but their heart are far off. So, because when the nature is changed and is under the leadership or control of God, then this word is for you and for me. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. That's why we know the Spirit of God, because the life is changed and everything is submitted to the Word of God and to the Spirit of God. And nothing is out of His place. And unfortunately, today we still see many things out of their places. Confessed that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. A radical changement must be there. I can pronounce something wrong, but my heart is clean, is pure. Do you realize it? Because the heart is under control of the Holy Spirit. Let us read also in 2 Thessalonians. Chapter 2, from verse 1. "Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." Yeah, speaking about the return of our Lord. "And by our gathering together unto him, that he be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither in spirit, nor by words, nor by letters." You feel it in your heart when the word is not conformed to the scripture, or when someone pronounced the word it is written. As today we hear this in many places, you can understand it, you feel it in your heart that the sound is not the right sound. And that what we call discernment of the spirit is grace of God. Because say, "My friend, it is also written in this way or on this way." That is the true seed of God, who can recognize this thing, and it cannot be prevailed by the seed of Cain, and because it will remain the seed of the elect, or the chosen son, in whom I am well pleased. We should not listen you, or we should not listen a man, but him. "Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first." This is a prophetic part. But here we have to discern what kind of spirit. It is important. May God help us to be like him. That is our desire. Matthew 24, verse 4. this chapter is a chapter of what shall take place at the end, and Brother Branham came to reveal everything of this chapter. And verse 4 says, "And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. And today, who says openly that I'm Christ? Who says it? No one. But from his ways, from his behaves, is a false anointed or a false Christ. He does not say, I'm Christ, because you won't listen to him. It's not about that. But there are false words which come from false teaching to bring us out of the path and to go under control of the diabolical seed which started in Genesis and condemned all the nature and all the world as we read it before. So it is something wonderful to escape from this injection of this diabolical spirit and to be wise as the children of God, being anchored in the truth. Let us read in Job. Job 12:11. Job chapter 12, verse 11. Here Job speaks. Doth not the ear try words, and the mouth test its meat? It is true. The ear does not try words, and the mouth test its meat. With the ancient is wisdom, and in length of days understanding. It must be so. But Eliu found that those were them there with him, they were ancient, they were older than him. That's why he says these words. Doth not the hear try the words? So when the words come, the hear is like the womb, also the head or the mind. Does it not test the word to see if it comes from God or is something else? Let us read also in Proverbs. If you read this word later on, I believe there be a blessing for you. Proverbs 14, verse 8. Amen. The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way, but the folly of fools is decide. Also Proverbs 4 verse 1, because they are important words. Hear, ye children, the instruction of the Father, and attend to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law. May the Lord give us truly this capacity to discern to see what is the good will of God for each one of us. I will continue to read. Psalms Satan does all this with the intention of destroying the credibility of the bearer of the divine word and to create enmity. And it always happens in the same way. All those who look at the man, the enemy, can confuse them in such a way that they get irritated and scandalized. I read it one more time. It always happens in the same way. All those who look at the man, the enemy, can confuse them in such a way that they can get irritated and scandalized, which later works as an alibi. When Jesus went through Gethsemane on his way to Golgotha, he said, "You will all be offended or scandalized in me this night. You will be scattered." Matthew 26:31. However, those who through preaching and the ministry established by God have found a personal relationship and communion with their Savior after the scattering also find the orientation and their way back. They perceive the machination of Satan and no longer take part in his work of destruction. 2 Corinthians 2:11. This word is very important. Why do I think that this word is important? Because it is a birth of a new life, or the new way of perceiving or to see God in practice. As this wife was, or this woman was saying, everyone has his way of doing things, way of practicing the word of God. But Baptist, Pentecostist, all of them, each one of them has his own way to take the word of God, of taking the word of God. And through this word to bring the souls to God. Each one of them has his own way. I hope we don't have these ways of doing, because we are speaking about the truth and we are in the truth. That's why this passage of 2 Corinthians Brother was speaking about the woman who visited him today, from the Jehovah Witnesses. This word of Corinthian is a well-known word. Maybe we pronounce it, but when it's about to practice the word of God, we are not able to do things as we supposed to. Here it says they perceive or they feel the machination of Satan, so we know them because God has revealed you your word, his word. And in these last days, God granted us grace and will reveal his word in our lives. What is lacking today is the practicing of the word of God. Many times you do it, but also many times you are not able to do it, and then you fall, and then you have to come out once more. Doing so, we lose time in walking, because we become a little bit heavy, and God has to grant us grace for this thing. Only the elect Only the elect through the word of God, they can see it is also written. And then they put the word of God in its place. Why does the message of the hour come and put back everything back in the candlestick that it was for us to help us today to say it is also written? In the past time, it was written in the Catholic Church, in the Pentecostal Church, but today we can say it is also written because the message came to illuminate our life. This is the revelation of Jesus Christ for the same time. It's something glorious. That's why, as we read, knowing the machination of Satan, now we can glorify the Lord and to be anchored and to be on the rock without being deceived. Today, people won't come to tell you I'm Christ, but it's the word of seduction. They can give you an advice, but you don't understand. And you take what they say, not knowing where and from which inspiration come that word. And God has to grant us grace to walk according to His word. What happened in paradise can be renewed in the man of God. Satan influenced Eve, and she herself influenced his Adam, to whom the Lord God has spoken personally. You see? What happened in paradise can be renewed in the man of God. Satan influenced Eve, and she herself influenced his Adam, to whom the Lord God had spoken personally. The enemy knows how to do it. He always starts with what God has said, and by means of his argument on this word, he distorts it and makes it say the opposite. And we know, we always go back to the Garden of Eden, or to what took place with the prophet, with Abraham, with Moses. So all these passages of the scripture, Samson with Dalilah, Samson did not want to tell the secret, but Satan made in the way, and being under that influence, the secret to be told. But then God restored him. May God help us and give us strength. He always starts with what God has said, and by means of his argument on this word, he distorts it and makes it say the opposite. This is the reason for the reproach to Adam, because you have heard the voice of your wife. Genesis 3, verse 17. So the reproach of God to Adam, because you have heard the voice of your wife. Now the brother will come back to enter a little bit back to the theme of marriage and divorce. To one who, like Joseph, is not yet married a woman, it can even be Mrs. Potiphar, with all her prestige and influence, can say to him, "Lie with me," tearing the tunic from his body and then holding in her and the so-called proof that allows air to spread the lie. He came to me to lie with me, Genesis 39, and everything else fits into the false picture. We all know what took place with Joseph, but he resisted because he stood fast. In this battle, in this provocation of the devil, he was still and stood fast. This is the symbol of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Amen. May God give us always the strength. From the beginning, it was so, and in the natural life of the servant of God, incomprehensible things happen. Moses took a Cushite woman as his wife, and when his sister Miriam, the prophetess, who thought she was right, spoke out against it, she was punished with leprosy. Yeah, the brother is showing how God defends his servants. The Lord God called her and Aaron to the tents of meeting and pronounced judgment. Numbers 12. In Deuteronomy 34:10 it says, "And there is not a reason in Israel a prophet like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face or spoke face to face. Samson, a son asked of God, a son promised and consecrated to God from his mother's womb, went to Gaza to the Philistines and went down to a prostitute. This was after the Spirit of the Lord had already begun to work in him." Do you understand these things? Here, the brother speaks about servants of God which were already anointed by God, but although the Spirit of God being there, they did things which seemed to be in the eyes of a human being, wrong, as it was with Moses. I continue to read. This was after the Spirit of the Lord had already begun to work in him. Judges chapter 13 to 16. David was an adulterer and then became a murderer again when he took the wife of Uriah and caused him to be killed. 2 Samuel 11. This displeased the Lord, and in spite of all this, we read the psalm. And in spite of everything, Jesus Christ is the Son of David. He did not have to withdraw and was not forbidden to sing or preach. The Lord himself, in connection with all the bearers of the word, gives only a short statement. "You are gods, and you are all sons of the Most High, but you shall die like men." Psalm 82, verse 6. Although that the devil is there to defame servant of God, but here we see how God defend them, because they are instruments in his hand. He took them, he adopted them before foundation of the world, and he is moving them himself, although the human nature. I believe that you have understood this thing. That's why then the brother here will speak also about what took place in Krefeld. As well as if he caused those God to whom the word of God has come and the scripture cannot be broken, John 10:35, the servant of God are not exposed to the judgment and condemnation of the church, but are placed solely under the judgment of God. This is in contrast with the judgment of the devil. In contrast, let us read Matthew 6. Speaking about genealogy of our Lord Jesus Christ, who was the son of David. We can read in Mark 12:35 all this to show that on one side the devil brings destruction, in the other side, or in the other hand, God continued to walk with his servant. Those who he has established. Let us read in Mark 12:35. And Jesus answered. And Jesus answered and said, while he taught in the temple, how say the scribe that Christ is the son of David? For David himself said, by the Holy Ghost, the Lord said to my Lord, sit thou on my right hand till I make thine enemy thy footstool. Here we do not want to go into details. Here to show that the scripture is always right. Let us read also 1 Corinthians 4 verse 3. For the Lord to confirm what we read here, what Brother Frank wrote here. 1 Corinthians, we read from verse 1. Let a man so account of us as the minister of Christ and steward of the ministries of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in steward that a man be found faithful. But with me, it is a very small thing that I should be judge of you. Or of man's judgment, yea, I judge not mine own self, for I know nothing by myself. Yet am I not hereby justified, but he that judgeth me is the Lord. Hallelujah. What we just read. Therefore, judge nothing before the time, until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and will make manifest the counsels of the heart, and then shall every man have praise of God. Amen. Everything must be put back in its place. I continue to read. This is the reason for this severe exhortation. Who are you who judges another servants? He stands or falls for his own master, and he will be stained, for the Lord is mighty to hold him up. Romans 14 verse 4. They are men like all others. Earthen vessel, but with divine content. 2 Corinthians 4:7. The divine in them was and is the Word, the substance by which we are all made partaker of the nature of God. 2 Peter chapter 1 from 3 to 4. With each entry of the true servant of God. Here speaks about the prophet and the true servant of God. With each entry of a true servant of God, minds were divided. Either people receive the ministry or they reject it. It is exactly the truth. It was always like this, and it is still like this. Either they receive him or they reject him. Same with Brother Frank today. For we are the sweet savour of Christ to God, both to them that are saved and to them that are perishing. To the one a savour of death unto death, and to the other a savour of life unto life. 2 Corinthians 2:15-16. I underline these words because it's important. I repeat it one more time. Humanly speaking, you cannot change a heart. You cannot make someone to accept something if it's not given to him by God. God has to intervene, as he did with you, as he did with me. God has to do it. That is a task, say the Lord. You cannot help God. You want to help God, and it's impossible. It is about the seed. And that seed, you don't see it. You cannot see it because it is impossible for you to see it. God does not show it to you except you be a prophet and you discern things. Otherwise, you cannot see it. We must leave God to work. The action, the movement will show you if it comes in the right way or goes in the wrong way. I can't say is a task said the Lord or task said the scripture, because it's an experience in Christ or in the walk. You are a witness. That's what God has called you. And the rest is the work of God, is the work of the Holy Spirit. It is the work of the word, because it's the word which convinces the heart. It is written in Psalm 107:20. He has sent them the word after he saw their affliction, and he healed them. The word that makes that. I believe in this way with all my heart. May God help all of us for us to pronounce the word. And when you pronounce the word, that word which is life and spirit, if it's truly lived and after being pronounced, it will take place. Hallelujah. This is the truth. You cannot do anything. You have to experience. We have to experience the will of God. Believe the will of God. Because he wants all man to be saved. But he is the one who saved them. You and I, we don't save them. We cannot do it. You cannot do it. It's impossible. You are just a witness. Stop there. In that witness, or God will give you a reward or ask an account. For we are the sweet savour of Christ to God, both to them that are saved and to them that are perishing. To the one a savour of death unto death, and to the other savour of life unto life. So when the Son of God, the Bride of Jesus Christ, will learn to walk with the Spirit of God and with the will of God, when? When shall it happen? Now is the time. Today is the day when you hear the word of God. May God grant us life and help us to realize what he's doing. Be careful. God is doing something glorious, but we have just to enter in. It is even written of our Lord that it would be a sanctuary for some and a stumbling block for others. Isaiah 8, 14 and 15. So the translation here was wrong. So the way the brother translated from the French language. Peter writes about the chosen and precious cornerstone and those who put their trust in him, that they will not be ashamed. We preach also about Isaiah 8, 14 to 15. We see the both sides. May God help us to see through his spirit the both sides. May God help us. I do not have right words. I'm not a preacher. May God help you to understand. Then he goes on to speak of those who are building and who in their disobedience have rejected the stone which has become the chief cornerstone. 1 Peter 2, 1-8. We know all these passages. Behold, this one is set for the fall and the rise, for a sign that will be contradicted. Luke 2, 34. We should read this scripture. Luke chapter 2. We read it already, and we came already back up on the subject, or on the subject. Let us read from verse 34. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary, his mother, behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel. This is the word. Jesus Christ, the word which was manifested, was born and for a sign which shall be spoken against, yea, a sword shall pierce through thy own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. The word was contradicted. The word, the message today is contradicted. Not all enter fully and to understand what the Spirit says to the churches. May God grant grace, open the heart, the understanding, the desire, and the longing for them to become children, Son and daughter of God, bride of Jesus Christ, entering in the line of the word of God, in the full harmony with Christ. Hallelujah. May God help us. The scribes and the Pharisees, hypocrites who were always after our Lord and bother him, alluding to his birth, saying against to discredit him, we were not born of fornication. You see the allusion here and the injection, saying we were not born of fornication. What was the allusion? They were saying it's not a direct, he's born of out of fornication. He was not a legitimate son or a legitimate son. saying then to the Lord, we were not born of fornication. John 8:41. They should have known that a Savior was not born of a woman, but of a virgin. Isaiah 7:14. Luke 1:37. You see the injection which they did. The spirit of the Pharisees. They are saying, no, we are not born of fornication. But you, yes. It's terrible. So it is always a question of the pure word. For as certainly as in the original inspired word there is life, so certainly in the false inspiration there is deception and death. Hallelujah. I believe that is clear. Is perfectly clear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May God bless our heart and grant us that feeling within us to say, thank you, Lord, for you are revealing me your word and you are granting me grace to be in harmony with your word. We are agreeing perfectly with you. That injection, from where or from which spirit has come? Because someone could take it, say, yes, Joseph, because Joseph was not married. So then they could build a story after it. In the more than 50 years since 1949, the year in which I had my full experience of salvation, I have experienced both things, edification in divine love and destruction by diabolical hatred. It's true. I can say it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I did experience the same thing. Believe me, I have experienced this in these 47 years or 44 of the walk with the Lord. I have experienced this thing. And here I can see I fully agree with these words. At Pentecost 1933, at the Faith Conference in Kassel, I experienced how within a few minutes, a few hundred people were baptized with the Spirit. How suddenly a heavenly and wonderful song of praises in the other languages resounded from the midst of the listeners, which spread and became more and more powerful, and where all were filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking and singing in other languages in a heavenly harmony of bliss, as the Spirit gave utterance. Hallelujah. In the community of Crawford, we experienced for many years, what a blessing. Hallelujah. I say this with joy. I say these words. Hallelujah. We cannot go back. In the community of Crawford, we experienced for many years what a blessing it was to truly exercise by gift of the Spirit, especially the gift of prophecy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. However, later on we had to discover how destructive the abuse of the same gift was. Even if we think that we are serving God and helping Him, we must realize by experience that everything that truly comes from Him is always connected with edification and blessing. The imposition of one's own will by the one who manifests the gift goes hand in hand with the false inspiration, destruction, enmity, and cursing. You see what took place with the Pentecostist. That's why then Brother Branham has to enter in action, a messenger with the spirit of Elijah, or to enter to the scene. Here I underline and I wrote down these words. When also in that moment when there is no the divine inspiration, man want to prophesy always. That's what took place. with the Pentecostist, because there was not the divine impute. But for them not to be ashamed, they were prophesying. Instead of saying there is no the input of the Holy Spirit, I will be still. No, but they wanted to prophesy. Now we continue to read what the brother will say here. And we continue for a few more minutes. And here what we read before, the brother was connecting this thing with what took place in Krefeld. You will know them by their fruits. Matthew 7:16. Gift and gift bearers can deceive. Yet the fruit always bears witness to the life of the tree. Hallelujah. This is the truth. This is the truth. You cannot say or testify to walk with Christ with your mouth and living another kind of life. Or you cannot say you love the Lord and then you still stay in the word. You cannot say, claim to serve the Lord and not to do His will. Do you understand? Not obeying to His word or to His commandment. No. Gift and gift bearers can deceive. Yet the fruits always bear witness to the life of the tree. No one can pick figs from the thorn bush. In both the natural and spiritual creation, everything produces according to its nature and its own kind. Hallelujah. Amen. I wrote down here, there are natural gifts and spiritual gifts. If you want, wait, we can read some passages of the scripture. I will just finish this. Let us read some passages of scripture. Speaking about spiritual gift and natural gift. Let us read Numbers 18:7. Therefore, thou and thy sons with thee shall keep your priest office for everything of the altar and within the veil, and ye shall serve. I have given your priest office unto you as a service of gift. And the stranger that cometh nigh shall put to death. If you read it in the translation Darby in French, you can read it, is even better. God gave a spiritual gift to serve Him. It's a spiritual gift to serve Him. Be patient. 18:7, here translation Darby. I give you the priest's office for here. I have given you a priest's office unto you as a service. In this translation, we can see it clearly. Gift office. And the stranger that come at night shall be put to death. Let us read in 1 Corinthians. So the brother read the second part of verse 7. So the priesthood was a divine gift which cometh from God. 1 Corinthians, we know 1 Corinthians 15. I know when I read about the death and resurrection, but I will read from verse 38. But God giveth it a body as it has pleased him, and to every seed his own body. Verse 39. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of a man, another flesh of beasts, another of fishes, another of birds. Then in verse 45 said, and so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul, and the last Adam was made a quickened spirit. Here God, he gave a body to each of the seed. Also for us, before the word was, God gave a body to the seed which he have established. Do you believe that? He gave a body to the seed which he has established, because he is the one who established it. To the seed of a man, it's true that the birth that happened between a woman, so the reproduction happened between a man and a woman, but God is the one who gave that body, who already foreordained that body. A gift is an inspiration which cometh from God. That's why we have to be as Peter saying that thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. He just said it, but he did not realize what he was saying, because someone inspired him to say those words. Someone was above him, and Peter was in the fullness of the will of God, and God has prepared that word for him in that moment. And the one who was in front of him was the Messiah. So that was the inspiration of God. You can read also in Hebrew, the brother read in 1 Corinthians 12. Hebrew chapter 2, verse 4. God also bearing them witness, both with sign and wonders. We should read here the context. That's God. God the brother is reading verse 3. Then verse 4. God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with diverse miracle and gift of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. So it's a divine thing which comes from God. We have to be careful. What is flesh is flesh, what is spirit. Hallelujah. Now, let us read Exodus 35 to see the natural part or the natural gift. Exodus 35 verse 30. And Moses said unto the children of Israel, see, the Lord hath called by name Bezaleel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and hath filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom. This is a natural gift, in understanding and in knowledge and in all manner of workmanship, and to devise curious work, to work in gold, in silver, in the brass, and in the cutting of the stands, to set them, and in carving the wood, to make any manner of cunning work. And he had put in his heart that he may teach both he and Aholiab, the son of Ahisamachar, of the tribe of Dan. Them at he filled with wisdom of heart to work all manners of work and to engraver of the cunning workman also in Job. Here is Eliu who speaks the inspiration of the Almighty make man to understand. Let us read in Darby. Job 32. But there is a spirit in a man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. Great men are not always wise. Neither do the aged understand judgment. Is the in another version translation say it is the breath of the Lord who gives them understanding or inspiration. In German, they have the Mengel version, but we have Dabi, which helps us. This word is important, speaking about natural gift and spiritual gift. That's why they are men, able and cunning. Also, in the service of the Lord, they are man, filled with the Spirit of God. Are we finished to read here? Then we stop. When a gift bearer saw her own revelation and what she expected and believed in being discovered to be false, she did everything she could to destroy the ministry she had so far fully supported for over 20 blessed years. We can't thank God alone who has kept his protective hand on me and on his church that she could not achieve her goals. The same thing The same thing happened as the Lord said to Peter, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has asked to have you, that he may sift you like wheat, but I have prayed for you, that your faith may not fail. Luke 22, 31 and 32. Here the brother refers to what took place in Krefeld. We stop then here. It refers to what took place in Krefeld. The subject or the theme here is always the same, marriage and divorce. It seems that the brother goes out, but then we can see that he always comes back to the subject. When we are in the path of God, it is always a special thing because we be always winners. But if we forsake that place trying to do something, we be losers. Because if we trust in the Lord and we continue to work in the word of God, to believe each word of God, to obey each word of God, then we'll be winners. And the devil won't do anything to us, and he could not do. And it is impossible for the chosen one, the elect son and daughter of God, to be deceived. This is thus say the Lord. And we believe this with all our heart. So let us dwell upon this word and stand upon this word with which strengthen our faith. Because the devil cannot do anything to us. And the more as we are in these last days, we have to stand. May God grant us grace. Then we'll continue from here next time. They are almost, it is almost 10 o'clock, and I know that when I speak, I'm not tired. Maybe you are a bit tired, but if the word leads us, we are not, we won't be tired. May God help us and gives us strength. The strength which all the children of God have. Who want to thank the Lord. Who feels in his heart to thank the Lord. To thank him. And to praise him for all what is giving us, and for us to bring this precious spear in our hearts. Hallelujah. We want this word to be manifested in life in us. We want to eat of this word. We thank you. 12 made us partakers of this divine life, and we want to be led every day. It's true that we have many fights in this world. You have won every single battle, Heavenly Father, and you won everything. You have won also all the people. We adore you. We thank you. For this teaching. but we want to not just to hear but to practice these words. Bless all the souls, bless the hearts, strengthen Heavenly Father. Even if someone is tired, Lord, we trust in you. You are the one who restores us. Thank you for everything. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. The microphone of the brother was not working well.